Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ein Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph Amad Beis at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Hamavrich is a gefen ba'oretz im ein offer al gabo shoish etzvachim lo yavi zera aleha afilu ha'hevricha b'dalas oy b'siloin. One is mavrich a vine, which means he reinserts the attached branch of a vine into the ground to then protrude elsewhere with renewed growth. If there aren't three tefachim of earth on top of it, he shouldn't introduce there another seed, even inside a hollowed-out gourd or in a pipe. Hevricha b'tzela afal pisha ina afa al gabo ela sholosh etzbois muta lavi zera aleha. If he was mavrich into a rock, even if there are only three finger breadths on top of it, it's permitted to bring another seed. Ha'alkuva shebegefen ein moedim ela me'ika ha'sheini. A bent vine in a vineyard is measured from the second root, since it appears to be planted from there. And the Gemara says, La yavi zera aleha ha'min atzad muta. The Gemara says the Mishnah taught that he shouldn't introduce there another seed, but from the side would be permitted. Man kaimen imishim zroim be'ilan lamali gefen afilisha kar ilan imishim avoida nisni shisha. What's the case? If the problem is that the seed roots enter into the place of the vine roots, why talk specifically about a vine? If it's because he's planting within the work access area of a vine, let it teach six trochim. Elikur b'kiva, d'b'kiva amar shleisha. Rather, it follows a b'kiva who said that only three trochim must be distanced from a single vine. In k'b'kiva afilu min asad nisni shleisha. The Gemara says no, it can't be, because if so, it should be prohibited even from the side, and it should be just reach. It should just teach three trochim without mentioning on top of it. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem b'chiyah ba'aba m'shem b'zoyim al gabi agefen. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting b'chiyah ba'aba said it's not because of the work access, rather it's prohibited because roots of seeds may not be planted on top of a vine. Taman taninan ma'achikim es ha'zoyim v'es ha'machresha v'es me'raglayim min ha'koyso shlosh ha'tvachim. We have a Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra that says that one must distance seeds, a plow, and urine three tvachim from a neighbor's wall, as they may damage it. Rabbi Yirmiyah ama Rabbi Chama Ba'ukva makshi taman at ama ena shroshim mahalchim min asad va'achat ama hashroshim mahalchim min asad. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah implies that the seed roots don't spread out sideways, and the Mishnah says that they do. Amav yosi kan v'kan ena shroshim mahalchim min asad ela shein oisin ofa tichoyach v'hein melakim ar isoi shel koisol teide lecharkein de taninan taman meiraglaim u'meiraglaim mahalchim min asad. The Rabbi Yossi answers that the concern of the Mishnah of that Mishnah is that the roots cause the soil to become crumbly, thereby weakening the wall. And this is certainly true, as urine itself doesn't move sideways. Heisu Rabbi Yossi be Rabbun v'ataninan machresha islach meim machresha ma'aleches menasad. Rabbi Yossi Rabbun asked that perhaps one could think that urine could spray sideways, but the Mishnah also taught about a plow. Could one suggest that a plow itself moves sideways? So the concern of the Mishnah must be the crumbling of the soil.